Good afternoon. You're listening to The Emily Rooney Show. Well, if you weren't familiar with the sports and smut website Barstool Sports, you likely are by now. Last week, Dave Portnoy, who owns the site, posted a picture of Tom Brady's 2-year-old son standing nude on a beach in Costa Rica. The underlying commentary went something like this: look at the howitzer on that kid. Then WEEI's The Big Show with Glenn Ordway opened up the phone lines about the posting, and a floodgate of protesters criticized Portnoy, some going as far as to accuse him of dabbling in child pornography. Portnoy was unrepentant, to say the least, posting an expletive-laced commentary, lambasting WEEI and refusing to take the photo off his website. But then it suddenly disappeared last Friday night. Turns out the state police paid Portnoy a visit, asking him to take the post down. Portnoy made an appearance this morning on the Howard Stern Show, and now he is here. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
Been an interesting 4 or 5 days for you. I'm sure a number of people are going to be wondering why I have you on, but the truth is you've made a successful business out of Barstool Sports, and it still is a successful business. You get 4 million hits a month on your website, so it's clearly popular. I'm curious, I didn't get a chance to hear Howard this morning. What did he say to you? Was he on your side?
Or, he was not.
Or
on
you
my
or
side.
Again you?
He was against me. He was against me.
That surprises me.
It surprised me too. If I had to say, I was going to put it at 80-20, I thought he'd be on my side, but he was not.
And it was because he'll do anything and say anything about anyone or anything. But his, I looked at the summary of the show this morning. His main issue was that 2-year-olds are off limits.
Yes, that was 2-year-olds were off limits, but then he, during the course of the interview, cracked the same exact joke, literally verbatim,
yeah,
that I cracked.
About the kid having
a bigger
penis than he does, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't show it to his wife, so I'm not sure what the difference really was with that.
Mm. Well, I mean, let's just start right there. Are 2-year-olds off limits?
Currently, I would say they are not. Now, the reason I answer that is because the pictures were all over the internet. They were taken by a major paparazzi organization. They sold the pictures. So I'm working on the impression that these photos are vetted and legal. Now, should they be off limits? You can certainly argue that. And to be honest, maybe I would say, yeah, they should be. But for the paparazzi's purposes, right now, they're not.
Yeah, I mean, let's just clarify that because you got the photos through Fame, is it? It's a well-known paparazzi website. You didn't pay for them, though.
Correct. Basically, Fame, which is one of the major, in our line of work, which I'm sure a lot of people have a problem with, but blogging, we use a lot of pictures of celebrity paparazzi photos. As far as I know, there's maybe 4 to 6 major paparazzi agencies. Fame's one of them. They took the photos. They sold them to somebody. I'm not really quite sure who. Generally, how it works is once they're sold one place, they just proliferate. Oops, sorry. They proliferate all over the internet. And that's essentially what happened. When I say proliferate, sites like ours start seeing them, pulling them, and using them.
All right. I mean, the bottom line here is that what most people found offensive was the fact that it was a close-up shot. It was very specific and graphic. It was solely of the 2-year-old. Giselle was not in that particular photograph. She had been in the others. They were rollicking in the ocean. And you don't have a 2-year-old, but I can tell you right now, getting a kid to keep a bathing suit on is really tough. It's not like, you know, you're intentionally, by the way, stripping kids. I was just with 2-year-old twins up at my lake house, and they were naked the whole time. So kids don't like to have bathing suits on.
Sure.
So here you are with this kid. This is a close-up. It's the commentary that goes along with it that
right. People
found most offensive, because intrinsically a photograph of a 2-year-old naked is not offensive. I heard you say that. That is correct. It was the commentary that made it offensive.
Correct. And in our blog, and again, I'm not going to argue somebody who says it's offensive. Frankly, our site can be construed as offensive. Not just that blog, but
no, I looked at it today. There were some things
correct.
On it that I didn't particularly like.
Exactly. But so, and people are entitled to that, and that could happen anyways. But with this particular photo, the theme of our website is we talk about what guys would talk in a locker room or make a joke. Now, and we mentioned Stern. He made the same exact joke. Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm, same exact joke. Ellen DeGeneres, Two months ago, around Halloween, literally same exact joke. Naked kid, background of a photo, made a joke. Now, she was on TV, and she laughed, so maybe it comes across a little bit differently. But what I guess our readers, a lot of them, are saying. And what I thought is, I just looked at the picture, and it wasn't like I was looking for that one. That picture that we found, we didn't crop Giselle out. That's the exact...
No, I know.
So that's the exact photo we used. But I looked at it, and that was my gut reaction to the photo. And if I was with my friends, I would have said it, and they would have laughed. Now, that's not right or wrong, but that's generally how we decide what we put. And it's really, in my head, how I've always judged our blog. If it would make me laugh, I post it. And I know it's outraged a lot of people, but that was the thought process.
You seem to have kind of dialed back your outrage a little bit over this. Because originally, I mean, you were very upset with Glenn Ordway for criticizing you and not giving you a chance to speak. He said, I'm available. You've got my phone number.
Correct.
I appear every Friday on your show. If you want me to talk about this, I'm here and willing and able to do it. And he was taking one phone call after another. Most of them, I mean, 99.9% of them were harshly critical of you.
Correct. And I thought not only critical, they were saying things that weren't true.
Well,
insinuating that I took the photograph myself.
Or that you were into pedophilia.
Correct.
Or promoting child pornography.
Correct. So that bothered me. Now, I will say, and I've said this before, and I did the EEI thing, and obviously when you're on radio, you can't swear. We are an over-the-top persona on Barstool Sports. Now, maybe not fair, but I don't think you can judge us necessarily on, or me personally. We're going to go over the top on BarstoolSports.com. When I'm on a show like this or EEI, I'm going to talk about the thoughts that went into it. And it really wasn't some lunatic running around putting a photo up to generate publicity or really do anything deviant. It was consistent along the lines of really what we do.
It was, except that it prompted a discussion about a two-year-old that was vulgar. I mean, that's where it went off limits, because if it had just been the photograph and, you know, fill your own caption in here,
sure.
I don't think we'd be having this discussion.
Correct.
It was what you said and making a kid's genitalia the object of discussion. And not only that, but this is a kid who is going to see that pic. I mean, he's Tom Brady's kid.
Correct.
So that photograph is going to be with him for the rest of his life.
But that photo is going to be with him irregardless of us, correct?
Yeah, but it wouldn't have gotten it. It would have just fallen off into the, you know.
So is that, I mean, and this is a fair question, I think, because I think I sent the link earlier. There's another website.
I saw that, but.
Same thing, bigger website than us.
Yeah, but it wasn't a close-up, and the commentary wasn't attached directly to the photograph, and it was a series of photographs all at once. It wasn't just one.
I mean, to me is a little bit of semantics.
Well, no one caught it, for one thing, it looked like a family outing on a beach, and Giselle was in most of the pictures, and it was just, you know, a naked kid running.
But we had the rest of the Giselle photos on the same blog as well.
Yeah, I know. But that one was singled out.
That one was singled out, and again, but the commentary below it was much more about Tom Brady than it was about the kid.
Except for the original comment.
The original comment was just a joke. Yeah.
What happened with the state police? You took it down briefly, then you put it back up. Why did you originally take it down?
We originally took it down because we got a cease and desist from Giselle's agency, which is fairly common with paparazzi photos, regardless of who's in it or what. If they want something down, I figured, you know, let's take it down because the kid, maybe that's why, and it would be a major issue. But as I was looking at the internet, none of the photos were coming down. I didn't get a second one. Generally, if they really want something down, it's cease and desist, yeah, followed by another one quickly. That was all we heard from them. And basically, I felt, well, I'm not going to be the only one to pull it down if the rest of the internet or the sites that still have it are all still up. So I put it back on. It was probably down for 45 minutes originally. And then I said, you know what? These are clearly legally obtained, so I'm going to keep it. Then it came down Friday, as you mentioned. The state police asked me.
They came to your house?
They did. They did.
It was two cops?
Two. Yep. And
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Can we,
can we talk about, I obviously knew what they were in regards to because I knew there was a lot of people upset. And you know, I thought what they said was fair. And
what did they say?
They said, we're getting a lot of complaints.
The state police were getting complaints?
Attorney General Office.
Yeah.
This is what was said.
Yeah.
We're getting enough complaints where it would be in the best interest of everybody involved if you take it down. And that's why I took it down.
So they weren't threatening you with any kind of criminal action or legal action?
Nope.
Nothing?
No. Nope. There was none of that. Basically...
What if you hadn't taken it down?
That I don't know what would have happened. I mean, I'm working under the impression, which I've said from the beginning of this, that I'm actually on fairly solid legal ground. I'm not saying...
No one's arguing that, really.
Right. Yeah. So then I guess, I don't know what could have happened. Nothing. I don't know. They could have made my life... I really don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the legal ground is one thing. It's the boundaries, I think.
Sure.
Are there no boundaries anymore?
And you know what? I don't have a problem with people arguing that. And I've been caught a lot of times, and I wish I kind of couched it a little bit differently, of saying on videos or in things, I know I'm right. And this is what I mean by that, and people can disagree. You're entitled to your opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I think I'm entitled to my opinion. And part of what bothers me about me caving to a degree and taking it down is I think if you stomp your feet and yell loud enough, you generally get your way. And I'm being honest to God, when I look at that photo, I think it's harmless. I think it's a kid at the beach. I think it's a kid in the tub. I know you can make a lot of arguments, but nothing in me looked at it like, man, I'm really taking advantage of trying to exploit that kid. It didn't cross my mind. And in my heart of hearts, I don't think I did anything wrong, yet I took it down because people were making so much noise who disagreed with me. But I know it's not a legal issue, but legally I could do what I did, and that bothers me to a degree.
Well, and I know Howard Stern said this to you today, and of course I think anybody who has kids thinks the same thing. If you had a 2-year-old, you probably wouldn't have done that.
Right. I don't know. I honestly right now, and I could be wrong when I don't have a kid. A lot of people have said that, have said the same things. Maybe that's true. The thing that I go back to with this, and I know the baby, it's hard to keep them, clothed. But Giselle is, and I'm not saying she's a victim at all. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm about to say. But she, 6 months before this hit, was in South Beach, public beach, biggest beach maybe in the country. And the same exact crop of photos hit the internet. I didn't see them, but there were articles on like parenting websites, should she be doing this? And then 6 months later, happens again. And I look at that like she maybe doesn't care. She views it the same way I do, that it's just a baby and it's really not that big of a deal. Because I know, and it's hard to say, I've heard people ask me, well, what if it was your kid? It would never be your kid. It would never be an aimless kid on our blog. There's a reason we did him, because Tom Brady and Giselle are very relevant to what we cover. And it happened again. Again, it was more about Brady, and I look at the past history. So I'm not saying she was a victim, but there's a chance.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying in some ways she violated his privacy as much as you did.
No, I guess that's not what I'm saying. She may just look at it like, I don't care. It's a baby, just like a baby's naked on the beach.
I think they, I mean, I'm just speculating now, but my guess is they both cared. You know, I think there was the original cease and desist order, and I wouldn't be surprised if that state police action came directly through them. Could have come through the Patriots. I mean, the state police, that just, I don't believe anybody called the state police and said, oh, have you seen this? This is ridiculous.
At this point, I would believe anything because, again, I guess I misjudged this by a mile, but I am surprised at how it's gone, to say the least.
When you say you misjudged it by a mile.
I misjudged it.
You never would have. So you didn't put it up thinking it was going to generate.
Not in a million years. I posted it just like I post everything, expected it to be gone. And to be frank, I think I'm not saying they shouldn't have, but if Glenn Ordway and EEI, and we didn't have a relationship, and they're not on our site, and we have a little history with that particular show. But if they didn't talk about it, I don't think it would have been an issue.
I agree with that.
So, and I would be sitting here.
WEEI made it the issue.
Yeah, so I would be sitting here thinking we're just doing what we do. I mean, it's not fair to say this, because the internet, anybody can go. Our readers have a long history with us. To a degree, we're like a private comedy show. You buy a ticket, you go in, and if someone cracked the joke we cracked, that would be the end of it. It's up there for posterity for what we do, and it makes it different, the internet, so people can go back and look. And I even listened to your show on Saturday. I actually watched it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a couple of the panelists basically said, you know, he did it for publicity. Clearly it's wrong. But they also said it's the first time we've ever read or seen his site. And it
– I said that.
Yeah, so
I didn't say you did it for publicity. I wouldn't even know.
Yeah,
I did say it was the first time that I'd seen the site.
So, you know, that I feel like is a lot of complaint. And as shocking as it is to people, our readers are being almost uniformly supportive of us. The comment section, they kill
me. The comments kill you.
Yeah, well, they say.
That's true everywhere. Newspapers.
Correct. And I get killed. I could say I'm giving you $100. They complain it's not $200. So they're going to complain always. But when I'm out in the street, people are saying, we didn't think twice about it. And again, you can't measure intent. You know, it wasn't meant to offend people, but it was meant to be a joke. I mean, I know that sounds simplistic, but that's really what it was meant to be.
Talking to David Portnoy, founder of Barstool Sports, about the photograph he posted, I think it was last Friday?
Thursday,
of Tom Brady's 2-year-old son naked on the beach, and the fallout that has come down since. I'm wondering if you have thought in hindsight any more about parameters. Would this give you pause about anything in the future? Especially
yeah.
in specifically about children, I guess.
Yeah, certainly with children. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, we've been doing this for 7 years, and we've never had another child like that. We've never had Brady's kid naked on the beach. There's never been anything remotely similar that we would think to do that you have this world famous couple. But yeah, I suppose if a similar situation came about, I would certainly think twice. You know, again, I wasn't looking for the outrage to come at me, but it's weird what we do. We look for kind of funny stories and try to take a different slant on stuff. So for sure, I probably wouldn't, if it started over again, I probably wouldn't post it that way if it, mm-hmm. you know, if I knew what was coming down the road after it. But the same side, the other side of that coin is, I really didn't see it coming previous, so I don't know how I'm going to know when I'm in another one. Like, I really didn't know this was coming, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, I know in this particular exact situation, I will give great pause before I write an identical blog, but I didn't before because I didn't see this coming.
Has this done anything to traffic on your website? Have you seen an uptick?
I haven't seen a huge uptick. I think primarily, I've said this to a couple of people, with our internet and what we do, it's hard to see a huge movement when people are, it's been radio and TV talking about it. When we end up on a FARC or a Dig or a Reddit, that creates huge movement for us. This could end up there at one point, but so far it hasn't. We've seen some movement. We've had a lot of complaints to our sponsors. So
Have any of your sponsors contact you?
Yep, a bunch.
Have some of them pulled out?
You know, a lot of them are taking a wait-and-see approach. I think most of them are very familiar with us. So it's not like they're stunned, but, you know, I get the game. I mean, you can't have people. And it's not like a shock to me. I figured this would come at some point.
Has anybody actually pulled out?
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. Delays. A lot of people have said, can we just take down for, you know, and see what happens for a week or two? And
so they have taken themselves
Yeah, yeah, they paused.
They
but
have.
Nobody's been like, I'm out.
I'm done.
Correct. They could.
Now, what about this plan you had last week about the T-shirts? Are you still going ahead with that?
I put the pause on that.
Good.
Yeah. You know why? I actually...
Describe what they were again. I saw the one that we had.
Team Howitzer. That was the joke we made. And I'm sure they would have sold a lot. The reason that was paused is a lot of people said I did this to exploit the kid or improve traffic rankings. That's not why we did it. It could easily be construed if we're selling T-shirts. Obviously, while he is doing it for that reason, it would be on the controversy. It would be more poking fun at the controversy. But cooler heads have prevailed in my brain. I said, just
in other words, your wife intervened.
I leave it alone at this point. It's not worth going down that road.
All right. Dave Portnoy, good sport coming here today. Founder of Barstool Sports. I'm that one. You'll be wondering if I ever check in on your website again.
Yeah, well, no, I appreciate it. You know, I feel like I haven't gotten a fair shake everywhere, so here I did. I appreciate it.
Dave, thanks for coming in. All right, you're listening to The Emily Rooney Show online at WGBH.org. We're going to take a short break. When we continue, the curious case of the piping plover. They've been protected for decades, so how come they haven't made a huge comeback? And is the effort worth the price tag? You're listening to The Emily Rooney Show. Stay with us. Thank you.